just treading briefly back into our main issue, I don't think that it's what the legislature intended, or that the prosecutor intended in this charging document to convict Mr. Land for this two separate crimes based upon one incident. Rather, they were trying to show the array of his conduct over a period of time, and again, sexual intercourse and sexual conduct do overlap in terms of what happened. The prosecutor.
The reason I asked about NISTA is because one of the cases that we relied on in that case is the United States Supreme Court Brown versus Ohio, in which they specifically say that a substantial overlap in proof does not create a double jeopardy violation. You can have a number of counts, and you can have a variety of evidence that might be available to prove any of those counts, and the fact that they overlap does not require the state to spell out in advance, okay, this count goes to this piece of evidence and this count goes to this piece of evidence and never the twain shall meet. That's simply not required.
Heading on to the remaining, the conditions of community custody, well, first of all, I think State versus Boyd addresses the term of community custody issue. It came out after the prosecutor's briefing. The drug paraphernalia condition is clearly a forbidding rather than a monitoring thing. And again, concerning the plethysmograph testing, you know, it's a complicated thing, I think. Not all sexual deviancy providers use plethysmograph testing, and those that do, I think, use it very delicately, and that's what the WACs are saying. Certainly, I think the CCO is allowed to know and would want to know if the if Mr. Land is participating in sexual deviancy, and certainly if his deviancy provider needed that for evaluation or needed that for treatment and he didn't do it, the person could report to the CCO that he wasn't participating in treatment the way he's been ordered to do. But what we don't want is having the CCO in control of when that very invasive kind of testing.
What's your position on whether or not in the treatment context, if treatment, sexual deviancy treatment is ordered, that the treatment provider may share the test results with the CCO?
You know, I honestly haven't researched that or looked at the WACs in relation to that, but I think probably practically when you're on community custody, you sign a release allowing your treatment provider to share information, perhaps not intimate information, but share information with your CCO, certainly as to whether you were doing what you're supposed to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.